Thank you for joining me, Bertie Brits, in today's broadcast of The Love Way. I'm so excited to share the message of God's unconditional love, mercy, and grace with you in the area of faith. Every person can have faith. It's easy to have faith. There's a system in every man that is operative every day, which is called a belief system. The belief system works like this. Whatever you hear brings forth faith. That's it. Faith is not something that you produce. You cannot by your own strength believe. It's impossible. Now you might say, Bertie, now you're taking a fat chance. But just listen to what I've got to say. If I come to you and I tell you that something bad's going to happen, what happens naturally in your mind? In your mind, naturally, you want to protect, you want to stop this thing to happen, you want to just, maybe, there's just something that happens in your heart when you hear something negative. Now, that is called faith. The word that you hear produces faith. It's like a human being has been made to veer away from pain. You might say, no, we are. Put your hand on a stove plate, turn it on number 6 or 8, and keep it there. The moment you feel that thing's burning you, everything in your being just pulls the hand away. It says, take your hand away. This is not natural. This is not where your hand belongs. Now, it's exactly the same with faith. The moment something is said, it produces something in us. Now, the moment you can hear the good news, and that good news can become part of your belief system, when you hear it, it will produce something in you. It's like when I tell you, listen man, you are HIV positive, or you've got cancer. What will that produce in you? That word will automatically produce something in you. Because that word has got power to produce. And that's how God made the human being. To be influenced by what he hears. Because he is called the Word. And the way God made us is to hear. To be influenced by what we hear. Because he knows that he is the Word. He knows that every man functions out of what he thinks. That's why he wants you to think on him. And you will only think on him when you hear what he says. You know what? Every man can only think on what he hears. If you don't hear good news, you'll never meditate upon the good news. If you only hear the laws, do's and don'ts, that's all you'll meditate upon. But when you hear the good news, that's what you'll think upon. That's what you'll become used to. That's what you will believe. So just know this. Faith is not something you do. Faith is a fruit of the Word. It's like fear. Fear is not something you do. Fear is a result of hearing a bad message. So that just sets me free. That just brings so much liberty to my mind. That brings so much power into my system because I can just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this principle by which we can function. I want to ask you this. Is it easy to fear when somebody pulls out a gun and shoves it in your face? It's not. It's easy. It's not difficult. It comes naturally. When you stand on the edge of a bridge and you climb over the railing and you hold on, there's a strong wind blowing and you look down, it's 100 meters down. Is it easy to be scared? Of course it's easy because everything, all the information that you feed yourself produces that fear in you. It's the same with faith. You don't have to try to believe. Just feed yourself the right stuff and that word will produce the faith. Faith is not something you do. It's something that happens to you. Let me repeat that again. Man, I want this to be burnt into your mind. Faith is not something you do. It's something that happens to you because of what Jesus has done. Now, I'm talking about faith in God. Hallelujah. Now, so many times we get so sidetracked because of do's and don'ts and a works mentality that faith actually becomes a burden. It's not supposed to be a burden. And I just want to read the foundational scripture that I read in every session. And that is in Matthew 11 verse 28. Come unto me all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, the Lord says, come to me all you who labor, who work hard. How many times do we work hard concerning our faith? It's actually hard work trying to believe. Now he says, if you work hard, you must come to him. He says, all those who labor and are heavy laden. Heavy laden means to be overburdened with the practicalities of religion. Now, when you are overburdened with trying to do the right thing to serve God, you must come to Jesus so that you can find rest. You're not with him. I'm not saying you're not saved, but you're not in his way of doing. You're not in his way of thinking. Hallelujah. Now, let's get into the scripture today, into faith. And what I just feel is in my heart to share with you. This is just going to bring so much liberty. I know what I say is challenging. I know that. Do you know how I know that? Because when I read it, it challenged me. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But I want to tell you that I'm not scared to have faith. I know I've got faith. And where I see doubt and unbelief and all those things creeping in, you know what I do? I just spend time in the Word. I spend time in what God says. I just see how He reasons. And that reasoning produces faith. Isn't that good? It is good. Amen. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, in the previous broadcast, we said that faith, the meaning of the word faith is the word persuasion. To be persuaded because of an argument to the point that it influences your will. That's faith. Faith is not just having knowledge about. That's not faith. Faith is being persuaded, fully persuaded. I think the Greek meaning is to be fully persuaded. Faith is to be fully persuaded about something until it influences your will and your actions. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by God's reasoning, which is placed into words. You might say, Bert, you are very technical about this. You know why I'm so technical about this? You know why I've got to dig into every word, into the Greek and the original language? Because the law has blinded people and they struggle to see. And because we cannot see, we've become hard-hardened because of the message that was engraved on stones. We've got a heart of stone. It's difficult sometimes. That's why we've got to dig into the stuff. And that's why I've got to put an emphasis, because the balance or the weight was completely to this side. We've got to put the weight on this, on the good news. Get it into people's hearts. Get it into their minds. For years we've been indoctrinated with do's and don'ts, a law mentality, a God that stands on the one side and tells you what to do to get over to his side. Now that's not the truth. That's not what God has given. That's not His plan. God said, well, you were standing on the one side and I came and I stood with you by what I did. That's what Jesus has done. That's the good news. Hallelujah. Now if we don't have that mentality, how will we understand faith? Faith is the basis on which so many things function. If you don't have faith, how will you live? Now, the Bible says to each man has been given the measure of faith. We're still going to look into that and see what that really means. But faith, persuasion, comes by knowing the reasoning of God that is placed into words. When you receive that unto yourself, faith is a result of that. It's not something you do. If you can grab a hold of that, you will see so much power flowing into your life. Let's read again Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith, the persuasion which comes by God's way of reasoning, indwelling you to the point that influences your will, is the foundation on which you hope. Have you ever read the scripture in Proverbs where it says, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick? Now, how many Christians today has got hope deferred? They've got an expectation and they expect, but nothing happens. And then their heart becomes sick. They don't believe in God anymore. They cannot trust God anymore. You know why their hope is deferred? Because the basis, the foundation, which is faith, is wrong. The moment you get persuaded the way God is persuaded, the moment you get God's knowledge about the thing, you will find newness of life. You will find emotion coming into you, a change of will, a supernatural power that saturates your mind. You know, when you sin and when fear comes your way or a negative word, have you ever felt fear grabbing a hold of your mind? It is like a power that grabs a hold of you, and this thing doesn't want to leave. And you start to say, but the scripture says, but the scripture says, but this thing is like it's got its fingers into your brain and it is holding on for dear life and it's not going to leave. That's how sometimes how it feels when you hear a real negative word. Now, imagine, and I want to tell you, this is the way it is. Just as what fear can grab a hold of you because of a negative word, in the same way, faith and persuasion grabs a hold of your mind and it doesn't want to let go when you hear the good news. That's why I said, it's easier to believe than what it is to doubt. Now, you might say, I've never heard that. Well, thank God, you can't say that anymore. You've heard it today. Thank you, Jesus. It is the foundation on which we hope. It's the evidence or the proof of the things not seen. Now, what does that word evidence mean? It means basically two things. It is faith is that the persuasion that comes by hearing the word of God in our hearts is that which will produce or manifest what God has said. But it also says that the persuasion that comes by the reasoning of God, that reasoning, what Jesus has done, the persuasion we have, the persuasion you have, the fact that you are persuaded is the evidence of what Jesus has done. Thank you, my God. Now that sounds a bit complicated, but it's actually very easy. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6. But without faith, this persuasion which comes by having the knowledge of God, being inclined into His way of thinking, without that it's impossible to please God. You cannot please Him. Why doesn't faith please, if you don't have faith, why is it not pleasing unto God? It's like me buying something to my son, for my son. He doesn't believe that it's in his room and I bought it to him. My heart is that he can have joy, that he can be impacted in that area of his life. And if he is not impacted in that area of his life, if he doesn't receive that because he doesn't believe that, believe me, the joy that I have, the plan that I have for him does not come into existence, and that's why it's not pleasing. Okay. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me read verse 6 again. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now the word believe is different to the word faith. Let me read to you what the word believe means. The word believe literally means to entrust. It means to entrust or to trust. So what he says is, he says here that without faith, without being persuaded the way God is persuaded, you will never please God, for he that comes to God must trust him. Having faith, being under the right doctrine. Now, you know, these days on television I hear so many things. You know, don't worry about doctrine. Don't worry about all those things. Now, if we don't worry about doctrine, why don't we just believe anything, man? Now, we should worry about that. Let me not use the word worry. We should be concerned. We should look into doctrine. Because doctrine is actually to understand what Jesus Christ has done. That's doctrine. What's the doctrine about Jesus? We should look into that. We should understand that. That is the foundation for your expectation. And without knowing that, you will not be able to trust God. Now let me put it to you plain, forward and simple. If we cannot know that by the sin of one man, all became sinful, and by the righteousness and the obedience of one, many will be made righteous. Not by the righteousness and the obedience of many, by the righteousness and the obedience of one, many will be made righteous. If we cannot find that and live by that, and live through Jesus, not through our deeds. Remember that first series I had on the love of God and the peace of God. We don't stand by our own deeds in front of God. The Bible says that herein is the love of God manifest, that we might live through Him. If you don't understand what it is to live through Him, you will experience love. And if you don't experience love from God, guess what? You will not trust Him. And if you don't trust Him, you will not receive what He's got for you. And that's why you will not be pleasing in His sight. Because He wants to see what pleases God is you receiving righteousness. What pleases God is you receiving the free gift. Amen. Now let's read that again out of that perspective. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So if you don't believe that God is, that God exists, and you don't believe that He is a rewarder, you will not be pleasing unto Him. That word rewarder literally means to pay by giving for free. Isn't that wonderful? If you cannot trust in your heart, and we're going to look into the word trust now. If you cannot trust in your heart that He's somebody that pays by giving for free, those who diligently seek, that word diligently seek means to inquire of Him, to ask of Him, to receive of Him. You cannot be pleasing unto God. The only way for you to be pleasing unto God, according to Hebrews chapter 11, is to have faith. The full persuasion which come by God's reasoning indwelling you until you are impacted in your will by that. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that faith is also the foundation for your hope. And that's also the foundation for your belief. Because the way you reason about something is what you'll believe about that thing. The way you reason about South Africa is the way you will believe. You'll form your belief system about South Africa according to what your reasoning is about this country. I've seen so many people, you know, when they... I work in the colored areas, townships and stuff in South Africa, and I've seen people that are racist towards the white people. Their reasoning, the way they reason, we've been oppressed, we've been this, we've been that, we've been all those things. The way they reason form their belief concerning the whites and vice versa. The way you think of something forms your belief system. That's why God says that faith, we should have faith, we should know what Jesus has done, we should have His knowledge so that we can believe and trust Him. Now, Bertie, what's this whole trust thing? Let me read to you what the Greek meaning, or not the Greek meaning, this is the just the Webster's Dictionary on the word trust. Remember, trust is to believe. Trust is to have confidence, a reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or the sound principle of another person. Now let me say it again. It is a reliance or the resting of the mind on the integrity of another person. So, when I trust God, is when I've got peace of mind. My mind rests in His integrity. Now, how many people don't trust God? We try to trust Him, but what we've been trained through the years is by what you do, you're going to be blessed, and not the Word of God. We've been taught what I call the doctrine of the devil. And why do you say it's the doctrine of the devil? I mean, that's what he told Adam and Eve. He said, you are not like God. By what you do, you can become. You'll be like God by knowing good and evil. By knowing what's right and wrong. And by doing that, you'll be like God. That's what I call the devil teaching people stuff. And that thing is still there today. There was people that was teaching that all the time. They were called the Pharisees. They were called a brood of vipers, snakes. Their father was the devil. That's it. And that teaching still today is mingled into grace. And that's why people cannot trust God. They trust themselves. Trusting God means to rely or rest your mind in the integrity of another person. Now, how many times do we rest our minds in our own integrity? We only have rest in our minds to receive from God, excuse me, to walk in the power of God, to see signs, wonders, and miracles, to see financial prosperity when we do everything right. That is trusting yourself in the name of Jesus. You know what sometimes happens? We believe that Jesus Christ has come. A lot of people like that. I've been like this, and that's why I can preach on this. I've been like this. You trust that Jesus, you believe Jesus Christ has come. He's given you the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is going to change your life. And by the measure that He changes your life and that holiness manifests in your life, that's a foundation on which you can receive from God. So here comes God, He gives Jesus. Jesus comes, He lives in me. When He lives in me, there is a certain manifestation. This manifestation, if I live holy, if I do right, if all of that, this manifestation we use as the foundation of our relationship with God. Man, that is wrong. That's called sin. Bertie, I can say it's sin. The word sin means to miss the mark. You're missing the mark. You're missing completely. I've missed it that way. Out of this thing of Jesus made me holy, and once I'm holy, my holiness and what I do out of, and I'm talking this holiness, I'm talking about manifestation of deeds. If I haven't lived right, if I've been angry in the street with somebody, somebody drove in front of me, I've cursed him, or I've done something wrong, or I haven't paid my tithe, or I haven't, now I feel God cannot bless me. So what happens? The moment we go to God to receive something from Him, we don't have peace of mind. Why don't we have peace of mind? Because we're trusting our deeds. We're trusting our deeds. This is the word trust. Reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity of another person. So what we do is, we want to rest our minds on the manifestation of the new person in this life. You cannot do that. The Bible says here, it doesn't say we must trust ourselves. It says, let me read verse 6 again. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is. Now, let's just stop there. You know what we do? We come to God by faith. We say, Jesus, You've done, You love us, all that. Now we want to say, I believe You. But we don't believe Him. We come in this way. We say we come unto God and we believe that we are. You know, have you ever felt when you've done something right, it's easier to believe for something else? But when you do something wrong, it's very difficult to believe because your heart condemns you. But if your heart does not condemn you, whatsoever you ask, you will receive. And that's the thing. I don't trust in what I do. And if you don't have the good news in you, your belief system will be full of doubt and unbelief. You'll not be able to trust God because you will not have peace of mind because your whole system works like this. I've got peace of mind based on what I do. I don't have peace of mind based on what He has done. And that will kill you. That will kill you. Now, Bertie, why are you so radical about this? You know why? Because it will kill you. I don't want you to die. I don't want to die. That's why I trust Him. I've got peace of mind, reliance, the resting of the mind because of the integrity, the veracity, the justice, the friendship, or the sound principle of another person. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when I trust God, you must remember, hope is a byproduct of faith. And trust is a byproduct of faith. And faith is a byproduct of listening to the Word of God. First you get the Word. On top of the Word, as a result of the Word, you get faith. As a result of faith, you get belief or trust and hope. Hallelujah. Do you know what? If What brings hope in me is if I can trust somebody. Know when I can trust somebody is when my mind rests in who He is and not in who I am. That's it. Trust in somebody else is when your mind rests in who He is, in His integrity. But the doctrines we've been taught these days, and the way we see God as a God that's harsh, a God that doesn't love, a God that just wants to judge, we don't see His integrity. And I know I'm going to step on some toes, but I've got to say this. When you teach people, God will anytime do anything harsh to you to teach you something. You know what you do? You put a question mark over God's integrity in the mind of that person. And by that doctrine that you think you're helping the guy, trying to explain the hard time, you are robbing him from his belief in God. That's it. I know that's radical. It is. I know it is. But take it, man. This is the good news that will change your life. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I'm running out of time. The next broadcast, don't miss it. This is good news. You can order this. Just at the end, see what we've got for available for a donation of any amount. And we'll send it off to you because we want you to be in the Word of God. Let's pray together. Father, I bless every person that's listened to this. I say God is a God of integrity. He's a God of veracity. He's a God of love. He's a God that never changes. Trust Him. Have faith in God and be blessed. Amen. Thank you for listening and God bless you.